Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to Being Soul Confident. So this week, I'd like to share a little bit about who I am. So you know my experiences, you know where I've come from. And I'd also like to just talk about why the mind is so important when we are looking at delving deeper into alignment with soul. So I am a mentor for soul and spirit, and I am also a deep structure NLP coach practitioner. I started my professional journey training as a crystal therapist down in Surrey with Lucy's College. And I did a 2-year diploma course, which I then also taught for several years to practitioner level. I'm a Reiki master. I've trained in EFT and in sound healing. I have a vibrational essence qualification, which means that I can both prescribe vibrational essences and also make them. And I have my own vibrational essence ranges. And if you're not sure what they are, think batch remedies, and it's very similar, but working predominantly with different aspects of energy rather than flowers per se. When I was training as an essence therapist, I also started channeling angelically, and I was given angelic signatures, which now form part of my soul guidance deck. And they are a way of connecting directly into the energy of a particular angel. I came very naturally to spiritualism, training as a medium and working as a medium for a number of years, and also teaching people mediumship and trance mediumship. Trance mediumship I do still teach, as well as supporting people how to channel. I have undertaken a certificate in education at the University of Huddersfield because it was very important to me to really understand some of the dynamics of teaching and how best to support the people I work with. And finally, I have channeled soul signatures, which are a way to connect into the energy of soul and to really understand how it is trying to guide you and support you along your path. The signatures work both energetically and they also work practically. And that is something that is very important in my understanding of soul and the way that we work with any aspect of energy. Now, some aspects of energy are very difficult for our human mind to really understand and to really get around. And yet, our mind is or can be one of the biggest limiting factors in really enabling us to connect with soul, really feel into and allow that divine essence to be so much more present within our lives. I have quite an inquiring mind, and being able to understand the mechanics or processes behind something has always supported me in allowing it more fully within my experience. If you think of the mind in terms of soul, they are almost polar opposites, because soul wants you to expand and the mind wants to keep you safe. So it doesn't want you to move beyond what it knows is safe for you, whereas soul does. The mind wants to take a linear path, and energy, all energy, works in a very non-linear way. So it doesn't always make sense in a way that our mind can understand. And when we look at that, really that shows us that our soul and our mind are in direct conflict. So how do we get around that? Well, we get around that by understanding what we can about the mechanics or the theory or the process behind the energy that we are working with. And in doing this, we start to teach the mind that certain things are actually okay, that certain things don't mean danger. We start to teach the mind that we can cope with certain experiences that are outside of our comfort zone. we start to allow a greater congruence between the mind, between the body, and between the soul. The experience of soul is always in the moment, and it is never a mental experience. It always happens through the energy, through the body. It is a tangible experience. You felt that pull of intuition, you felt that knowing rise within you. So it's not a mental process. However, our mind then tries to understand it in a way that we can make sense of it. So we have an impression of energy that happens with the soul, and the mind tries to make sense of that impression of energy. And often the first thing that comes back is, well, that's not real. Did I really experience that? And if you did experience it and the mind has accepted that and it's taking you forward on a different path, well, then you have the monkey mind coming in saying, well, you can't do that because if you did this, X, Y, Z might happen. Or you have the, I don't know enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, etc. and so forth. So when we think about soul and when we think about the journey of soul, when we think about where it's taking us, so it's wanting us to expand, it's wanting us to be more, working with our mind, both in a practical way in relation to soul, so that we can try and understand exactly what soul is and what it means, because that supports the mind, but also working with mindset, because we all experience those moments where, you know, we have to face the fear and do it anyway. And yet, most of the time, that is what stops us following that guidance. That is what stops us taking that leap, sometimes that leap of faith, that mindset of, I'm not good enough, I can't do it. What if this happened? What if that happened? So allowing ourselves to really understand and work with the mind, as well as connect into the energy of soul, that is essential in allowing us to really lead with soul and to live the path that soul is opening up for us. And it doesn't mean that we will never experience fear, we'll never experience doubt, we will never have those feelings of unworthiness or not good enough again, because as we move into different experiences, you know, we meet different elements of limitation in a different way and at a different level. But what it does mean is that by allowing ourselves to understand what we can and allowing ourselves to work on our mindset so we do feel good enough, we can take that leap of faith, what that means is that when those thoughts occur, we come back to that sense of certainty within the soul a lot more easily and with a greater level of assurance. So a question that I'd just like to leave you with in this episode, next time you have one of those moments where you're pulled, called to really follow the path that isn't rational, that doesn't make sense, one of the things that I would love you to ask yourself is, what do I know to be true? Because very often, the fears, the worries, the concerns that your mind is bringing up are not true. What do you know to be true? And allow that to bring you back to that sense of certainty of soul. Thank you for being here. I will speak with you next time. In the meantime, enjoy that soul connection. And enjoy being soul confident.